Myself on my vacation. Honey Bun, once again, you make it all possible for me. I appreciate it, and everything you do in these last 8 years has been wonderful. With that, let's get back down to it, boys. I missed this show. I've been anxious all day long. I've been very, very anxious to get back to doing what I love doing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong now. Jamaica was off the chain. It was off the chain. I could live there forever and ever. Matter of fact, I got to tell you boys something right quick. I was going to tell you this off that, but I tell you this. We was going down the river. We was going down the beach, and they showed us this house that was over the water. Yeah. And it had, like, this waterfall that cascaded off. And it was like, that's Arthur Ashe's estate. He bought it when he first won the Wimbledon back, and he came and visited Jamaica, and he bought his own land and built it. Because over there, you can go over there and build. It's cheap. So he had a nice house and stuff. I'm looking at I'm like, yeah, that was our best. That's going to be dad. I'm thinking like, yeah, that's going to be mom. And so the guy said, the tour guy, he was like, it was out the ass, but he sold it recently to Mick Jagger. So I'm thinking like, he Mick get it. He Mick. Like, moves like Jagger.
But yeah, man, Jamaica, man, that's a little bit on my trip to Jamaica, man. It was real nice, man. It was real nice.
Like I said, I already done put it out there. It's already in my mind, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to get me a state in Jamaica. So, boys, we'll have somewhere to go. Y'all going to get y'all one, too, once y'all go.
Here we go.
Whew. With that, we'll move. Oh, shoot, I took up the whole beginning of the show. You see how happy I am to be back. I think this is my show. This is our show. Let me let my co-hosts get in where they got to get in this good Wednesday afternoon. Evening. I'm sorry.
Well, your boy Bone. What's good?
What's going on?
That's all he's going to give you. Some things ain't going to change now. So we're going to go right on into the end of note for the day. First end of note, first topic. First lady responds to school meal critic in Congress. First Lady Michelle Obama said, waiving healthier standards for school meals is unacceptable. Republicans argue that the initiative has cost too much money. The First Lady was joined by school administrators from around the country to discuss the benefits that more rigorous nutritional guidelines have had for students in these schools across the country. At Congress, they were discussing it because the remarks come a week after the House subcommittee advanced Republican legislation that will allow some schools to waive healthier school food standards, championed by the First Lady. The House the Appropriations Committee is expected to approve the bill this week. So that means they're going to pass a bill that's now restricting some of the nutritious meals for the kids in the school, something that First Lady Michelle Obama has fought so hard for because they saying it's too costly. But we was in a war, for the last 15 years, I believe, that's cost us billions.
Yeah, they get a better return on investment.
Yeah.
With the war.
And to me, they take advantage of every opportunity they can to attack this administration.
Yeah.
From all angles.
What does this matter?
Come on, really.
I mean, this is something healthy.
Exactly.
That you're taking because you said it's too costly. Now, it was the opposite. The administration was saying, we don't need nothing healthy. You would be pointing that out.
If she was trying to take money from the schools, or if she was saying we don't need to focus on that, then they would be fighting for that.
Right, right.
Like Bisa said, it's just, you know, I mean, whatever they go after, they're gonna face opposition.
Yeah, that's what pretty much what it comes down to.
Why would you fight for healthy children?
Right.
Fight against.
Against it. Yeah, I know what you meant. Yeah. It makes no sense. I mean, I thought it was interesting that she had to keep. It's bad enough she had to get the initiative put in by others to follow the nutritious thing. Now that she has it established it, you still have to fight to keep it, you know, over nonsense. Like, this is a statement from First Lady Michelle Obama, and I quote, "The last thing we can afford to do right now is play politics with our kids' health. Now is not the time to roll back everything that we have worked so hard for. Our kids deserve much better than that," end quote, First Lady Michelle Obama. I thought that was pretty much summed it up.
He hit it on the head. Come on. Why make your political stance against this?
Yeah, right. The kids.
Okay, you got plenty of other things you can go against. I mean, what? You tired of going against Obamacare?
Yeah.
Let me pick on one.
I lost that one. Let me go against you.
Come on, man. Makes no sense.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to throw that out just to show you the dynamic of it. But we wish the best as far as pushing that healthier thing, because I'm not against that. You know what I mean? Even though I enjoy what we have, we was in school, but healthy is healthy. You can't fight that. Next topic. Paul George insists the Pacers outplayed the Heat in game 4, which was Monday night, despite losing by 12 points.
Yeah, what game he was in?
Check this out. Stat sheets from game 4 show the Heat never trailed. Roy Hibbert failed to contribute a single point. The Knights' two leading scorers were wearing Heat uniforms. And oh yeah, the Pacers committed twice as many turnovers as they forced. Apparently, Paul George saw something else. Because he quoted
the game.
Dude quoted, quarter number quarter, he said, "We outplayed them. They won this game at the free throw line," end quote. What is he talking about? What,
hey man,
is dude talking
stand
about?
Up for your team, man. That ain't bad. Just don't say it like that.
Y'all was like, I looked at it at first and I was like, because I usually don't do too much of that in the notes. But I was like, dude, what is dude talking about? Because first, when you see a headline say you think you outplayed somebody and you lost by 12 points, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what happened?
Yeah. 3 points, maybe.
Maybe
even five.
If we didn't get 12 points in the end, it means they ran the score up some kind of way.
No. They never trailed.
Right.
They was up by 20.
Yeah, like you say, Bone, you gave up for them to take the lead, so you did not play them.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James had 32 points, 10 rebounds in the game. Bosh had 25 points. Them the two leading Heat players. LeBron said after the game, I'm motivated enough to get back to the finals. That's motivated enough. End quote. So he's saying, like, all that crazy stuff Paul George is talking about, I ain't entertained. I'm motivated to get back to where I need to be.
Smart man.
Now, on the backlash to that, Paul George said they outplayed Heat, right? Pacers coach Frank Vogel stated, and I quote, we got outplayed by the Heat. I wasn't disappointed in our fight. I was disappointed in the result. End quote. Now, if the coach say you got outplayed, you playing and you say you outplayed, somebody's on the wrong page.
Might be the reason why you lose.
Yeah. Cause you just disconnect there.
Who doing what?
Even if they was winning, for a coach to say something opposite of the team, meaning they ain't on the same page.
Oh, man.
No. That just means the coach is looking at this through realistic eyes.
And Paul George is just on to nonsense.
He understands us by losing. I mean, we can't win. What you want me to do?
Yeah. And I think that first game, they came out, won, they got a little bigger. He ain't really turned it off since then.
Ain't gonna happen.
And when they usually start striving like this, you can forget it.
Man, it's one more game, man.
There's no way they're not gonna win one more game.
Who?
The Heat.
Oh, okay. I thought you were not.
No, I'm saying, the series is over.
Yeah, the series is over.
I'm gonna keep quiet. I ain't gonna got nothing to say nothing.
Mom being quiet.
The results speak for themselves. It really ain't nothing.
We ain't gotta talk about nothing. He don't. He ain't like me when the Broncos lost.
Well, LeBron responded properly. I wouldn't have been mad if he would have said nothing.
Not exactly. Yeah. That would have been my only thing. If he would have said nothing at all, that would have been great.
Yeah. Well, for what?
Yeah. Okay. Like we doing now. Like, we talk about it because it's interesting, but really, dude, what are you talking about? Moving on. Next topic. Stephen A. Smith defends Mark Cuban's comments on bigotry. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban made a statement that bigotry is wonderfully refreshed. Cuban commented, and I quote, I mean, we're all prejudiced in one way or another. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if I'm not on that side of the street, there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street. End quote. Now, this is where Stephen A. was saying he didn't have a problem with the comments. What you guys think about it?
I agree.
Stephen A. I'm not mad at Mark Cuban's comments simply because of how he played.
Right.
He played so that he's trying to defend,
right,
if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
If he had not put the white guy in there, would you be mad?
Probably so.
Well,
it's opinion.
Yeah, and that's true. And I think we'll feel the same way.
Yes. If we're honest with ourselves, it's what I said. You can be mad about it, but you can't change what I said.
Well, like I said, I will be mad.
Yeah. And I get it. That's fine. Say what you want to say. Feel
right,
how you want
to
feel.
But you can take offense to it. But at the same time, I would have took offense to that if he would have left the white guy out. But the simple fact that he put the white guy in it, it's okay. I can't be mad with him about that. That's his opinion.
As far as Stephen A. saying that he agreed, or I guess that's what he said.
Yeah.
Who's not prejudiced?
Yeah, and that's what he goes on to say. Because Stephen A. It says, Smith felt Cuban's comments was justifiable, and the only reason offense was taken is because Cuban alluded to black folks. And this is exactly what he said, black folks. And he went on to say, and justifying his stance, his playing, and I quote, when I say I don't give a damn, I can't even emphasize, that it does not do no justice. I don't care who in the black community disagrees with me. I'm not interested in their disagreement on this particular issue because they are not looking at the bigger picture.
And they're not being realistic.
Yeah.
Because I'm apt to believe if any one of us in this room or anybody listening see the same scenarios, never mind the white guy. We can be
black guy. Yeah. And we
being black.
We go into the
other side. See the black dude walking up with the hoodie. Even if we don't cross the street, we're going to pay attention.
There you go.
So why are you mad because somebody said it?
And that's what I think that's what Stephen A. getting back to. Because He went on to point out that the black community ignores its own negative stereotypes and often exacerbate them. Quoting, everybody wants to ignore that in our community, that's the issue. It's getting on my damn nerves, end quote.
Hey, go ahead on with it, man.
I like Stephen A. A lot of people don't, but I like him because whatever he say, he going to stand on. He don't give a care who he talking to, who he talking about. I don't see a dude talk. Dude talk trash. He would say if somebody do something messed up or go left, he'd be like, I know this can knock me out. I know this is what you do, Floyd Mayweather. But I'm telling you, you look like a fool.
That's what he get paid to do.
Do, yeah.
That's why he gets paid to do
what he does. He put Skip in his place, too.
You got to.
That dynamic right there is just awesome to me. Two people that basically will stand their ground and no matter,
Skip
the same way.
Skip is the same way.
I mean, I look at them and don't really believe they like each other.
Like, but they do, though.
I can believe that.
But they do, though. They seem like they have a genuine like for each other.
Respect.
Yeah, they
genuine respect.
Because I don't think they would hang with each other. I think it's over time they built this bond.
There it is.
And that's why you get that they don't like each other. Yeah.
But they can probably end up being the best of friends simply because of that respect.
Yeah.
I know you don't like me. I really don't care for you, but I know you're going to say what's on your mind. I'm going to say what's on my mind. And that's that.
It's a beautiful dynamic. I just like Stephen A. I was throwing that out there. I'm sorry.
So what do we think about... I guess the question is not so much about Cuban because we talked about that.
Stephen A. agree?
Yeah. Do you have an issue with what he said or the way he said it or anything about his response?
I'm sorry, bro.
I don't.
Yeah, me either. The difference is I probably wouldn't deliver it that way. It was kind of no nonsense approach to him, which is kind of way Bone would have took it to private.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have ate you up on an intellectual way.
Mm-hmm. No.
You would have ran it the same way.
Yeah, why not? What you mad for?
I think, and you know why that makes sense? Because he wasn't talking to white America. He was talking to his people.
He was talking to
his community. So he knew how he had to talk to them. So yeah, then with that, yeah, I probably would have went the same
way.
Because I would have got nobody. Yeah, you're right. And that's not that I'm trying to down talk. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, we relate to a certain language. Me too.
From what I get, he was saying in a roundabout way, if you mad at what this man said, then do something about your hoodie.
Yeah.
Have a different persona when you put the hoodie on, and then we won't take it that way.
Yeah.
Pull your pants up.
Yeah. Because he said we try to exasperate the fact of our own negative stereotypes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get mad at how somebody take what you project.
Yeah, that's true.
If me wearing my pants down like this and my hoodie means I'm a thug, then why get mad when somebody see a thug?
It's true, because, I mean, so much so that we in the almost same environment and community, we get nervous.
You better.
A suspect.
Coming from the standpoint of somebody that might be in that hood, or hoodie, in this case.
A little far-fetched.
I mean, don't judge me off of my appearance.
You just said that you would do it.
I took the second part when you said, you know, if I didn't move to the same street, I'd pay attention. Yeah. I'm no fool.
You ain't going across the road.
So that's all I'm saying.
I will pay attention.
Everybody calls away.
What I'm not going to do is judge that man off of that hoodie, though.
Okay, same dude in a suit walk by. You paying attention? The same attention? He got on a suit and a briefcase in his hand.
Maybe not.
Could be a bomb in a briefcase. We don't know.
Not as much, but in today's world, yes, I am paying. I'm paying attention to everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call me. I'm playing devil's advocate or whatever. But
yeah.
You know
but you said that before when you shot it out. Yes, that's true.
I would probably maybe not just jump to conclusion. That's what gets us at a lot of the problems we get into today.
True.
Jumping in, you know, just assuming.
Yeah.
But we are products of our environment.
We are that as well. So the question is then, where do we find that fine line of balance?
Maybe we just should, hey, I'm going to go Stephen A. route. Maybe we just need to learn how to act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that would change everything.
Don't matter what you got on. That solves the whole problem. Or what you got on if we know how to act.
That solves the whole problem.
That's us. I know it's just in the know, and I'm ready to dive into this topic, but this ain't even today's topic.
Hey, we got a couple minutes
now because we got some things I want to get to.
Okay, well then, whatever then.
Well, I'll move forward then. I can tell you, you know me, I ain't been on the mic in a minute, so hey, it is what it is. President Obama, and I quote, "We are finishing the job we start," end quote. The POTUS announced a plan to maintain 9,800 military personnel in Afghanistan after the American combat mission ends there this year, pledging that he will bring the war there to a, quote, reasonable, responsible, end quote.
I'm not surprised. I've said a couple shows back, I don't think America has ever gone anywhere and left.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that they're going to leave people there. I mean, if it wasn't worth staying, they would never have went.
My question is that enough?
Well, he's saying, it goes on to say, the 9,800 military personnel will be cut in half by the end of 2015. And the American continent will be reduced. I think I pronounced that wrong. Will be reduced to a normal embassy presence in Kabul, which is the capital of Afghanistan.
Embassy.
Mm-hmm. By the end of 2016.
So that's probably like a few hundred then. Probably.
Right, as he comes to
500, 600 tops.
He say cut it in half, so what that is.
What it? It's 98,
you said? Yeah, 98, so what,
48? 49. 39? Well, then he said after that, then you're going to get it down to an embassy.
Yeah, just like an embassy in Kabul, in the capital city. And by the end of 2016, as he comes close to leaving office. Well, all this really come back to, the president is closing in on fulfilling a major campaign promise of drawing two unpopular wars to a close before he leaves office. So he kind of given us what he promised us. In some ways, he gave us health care. He's closing out the two wars. But a lot of people say he ain't done nothing.
They gonna say that. Regardless of what they do, you're gonna have people say he ain't done that, especially if it don't affect me directly.
Immediately, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're not ever going to please everybody.
No, you're not. And especially like Bone said earlier, when they're against the administration, how you going to win anyway? It's already hard enough being a president alone.
That said, if you're closing out the war, why are we leaving people over there?
Well, you got people. We have embassies all over the world. That's how we able to go in and out of other countries.
There wasn't no embassy over there before we went over there?
No, we didn't. It wasn't because we weren't their friends. We weren't supposed to be over there.
Okay, so we're going to leave 9 days for you?
Well, I think it's more we've established a base there. So we're trying to profit.
You went and took something.
Yeah, you're making profit. Not off of it, because we'll be able to go. They probably have tourist actions and all that over there.
It scares me because, like you said, we went over there and took something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We,
but that's the same thing with Germany now.
Anyway,
so we got to a certain point in our relationship with Germany where we coexist.
Yeah,
I don't ever see any kind of coexisting with them.
Yeah, and that could be true. And that's the same thing happening in Syria, because that was an embassy over there. Mm-hmm. Things went left and the dude got killed. So yeah, that's true.
I don't think
you don't really need to be in places then you ain't want it. What's the point?
Really?
You ain't make no friends.
I think either you gonna leave enough people over there so we can properly protect ourselves,
or
you get out completely. Yeah. And I don't think 4,000 and some people is enough to protect ourselves.
Not
to properly. That's me.
I do.
Well, not they probably had an industry so well guarded, you know, but they thought
I'm
they had
sure
one
they thought
in Syria.
They had that in Syria too, right?
So you never know. You never know. I'm with you though, Bones. Hey. You done what you need to do, just get out of here.
Just get out.
Yeah.
But then that kind of defeats the purpose, because it's not completed. And the thing about it is, it never will be.
It
why?
Never will be.
Because
will
you have people who don't like you,
yeah.
And they never will.
You can't complete
can't
something
do
or you can't change,
so therefore you suck. And they knew that going in. They had to. If we sitting there talking about it,
we
had
it.
To know.
We knew it, yeah.
Once you go over here, you stuck over there.
Yeah.
Because anything you do
so
is withdrawn.
It's a purpose.
There
we just don't know the purpose.
Right. There you go.
It's a reason for them being in there, and that's the reason why they set it up.
Well, I like to close out the end of the note on a good note, but this is not a bad note because it's always a blessing, I believe, when we see one of our angels transition over to be with the Lord forever. On a solemn note today, poet, educator, and civil rights advocate, Dr. Maya Angelou, 86, passed away. Dr. Angelou was a renowned poet, historian, and civil rights advocate. As an actress and a screenwriter, she was hailed as a trailblazer. Her script for the film Georgia was the first ever by an African-American woman. It was also nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. In the words of the great, phenomenal woman, Dr. Maya Angelou, just like hope, springing high, still I rise. Boys, I know y'all got some words for this one, so I'm going to open up the floor for you. I think I'm getting a little emotional, so I'm going to let y'all have
it. I'm trying. This is a major loss for us as people. You know, I'm not even going to minimize her by saying just black people.
Yeah.
No, she affected all people. And this is a major loss for us. Me and Corey was talking off the air a little bit, and I would say I would give anything to have just been able to sit in a room with her.
Yeah.
You know, and I would not say a word. I would just listen to her talk. And if she decided that she didn't want to talk and she just wanted to sit there in silence, I'm going to sit there in silence with her.
Yeah.
And hope that whatever she's thinking, whatever it is she's processing, will somehow magically, mysteriously
jump
flow over and jump into me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Since I was a little boy, you know what I'm saying, I've known who Maya Angelou is.
Mm-hmm.
She just meant just as much to me as a Malcolm X or a Martin Luther King. Ever since I was a little boy, I've known about her.
Yeah.
I'm done.
See? At the end of the day, I agree with you, but at the same time, I disagree with you about it being a loss so much. I mean, she has given what she has given.
Yeah.
And you can't erase or minimize her contributions to people as a race and people in general. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Now her work, if it wasn't legendary before, you always say some people or sometimes you never find out a person's work until they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Now all we have left is what she did. And then you can't look for her next. So I believe with all my heart she's resting where she want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And where we are all striving to make it if we believe in that. And at the end of the day, like I said, you can't take what she's contributed. You can't take what she's left.
She's
it's not a loss, not in my opinion. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's selfish me.
Right? Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's selfish me, wanting to hold on to a living legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the selfish part of me that hates to see her leave, but I agree with you.
But now you have those kids, just like you were one, you knew who my... There are kids who didn't.
Right.
And now there's a big thing about...
Yeah.
So now I'm forced to go find out what she's done, what she's written, what she was about, who she was. Now my life changes and I ain't even all I saw was that this lady died.
She's still affecting lives and then she gone.
Yeah,
that's true. That's very true. On that note, I'm going to close out the end of the note, but I thank you, Maya Angelou. Your work here will live forever. Me, personally, as an aspiring writer, an advocate to help others. That's what I aspire to do. I think we all do here at TOB, all three of us collectively. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And you'll live on forever. With that, we'll close out the end of the note, boy. Move on into the show. Today's show is Cream of the Crop. That's the title.
Cream of the crop is an old saying.
Cream of the crop.
We grew up with it. Most people probably heard it. It's old school, cream of the crop. But I mean, it comes, you know, like in most situations, the cream rises to the top. So that means, you know, if you're on top, you're on top. It is what it is. So with that, we decided to break down a couple of categories. First, we're going to start out with entertainment, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go that route. And we'll just move on into the topic and get right into it. Top five rappers. Who's going to start this thing off? Your top five entertainment rappers of all time, right?
All time.
Of all time. I had some problems.
Yeah.
I had some serious problems.
I mean, I feel like this list is not going to do somebody justice.
Right.
No matter how.
Maybe we might be able to get some of them in because we might be able to offer. But it ain't going to do nobody justice. Not I individually.
I'm feeling all three of us going to have maybe three of the same in the top.
Yeah.
But then doesn't that kind of mean something?
Yeah, that means yeah. They deserve to be there.
Yeah.
That said, who's going to kick it off?
Go ahead.
Well,
I know. You want me to kick it off? You got it, T. You got it.
My top five in no particular order.
Yeah,
we
got
Pac,
mm-hmm.
Biggie, Nas, Eminem, and number five, I struggled, but I finally decided to go with my boy.
Who is it?
T.I.
T.I. You know what? If T.I. wouldn't have been on your list, I would have been surprised.
Yeah. You know, it was like T.I. CeeLo. T.I. CeeLo 3000. T.I. CeeLo 3000 and a couple more.
Yeah,
I just went with T.I. simply because...
That's your boy.
The longevity. And it's not much that he puts out. It's just straight garbage.
Yeah, it's relevant.
If it's relevant. Anything.
Yeah. If you listen, everything he put out, it got something to it.
Yeah,
that's true. Tip didn't make my list.
Not at all.
But I do. I do respect him though. He'd probably been my 10, but he didn't make the 5. It was hard for me to get this 5. I came up with, and I'm gonna say no particular order because I did try to put them in order, but I was like, I don't think I'm doing justice. So I'm gonna read it off in the order I put them in. But I know y'all gonna look at me like I'm crazy. I got Andre 3001.
Mm-hmm.
I got Pop 2. Biggie 3. Jigga 4 and Lil Wayne 5.
Ooh.
Now the reason I put Jigga and Wayne in there, because if we talking about greatest of all times and you looking at sales as rappers, the only other person I probably should have put in here and I just couldn't do it is Eminem. Because I didn't see me put Eminem on this list over the other 5 I could have put.
Eminem deserves to go on that. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
On that list over Lil Wayne.
You think Eminem over Lil Wayne?
Yes, all day long.
Nah, no call. Okay.
Yeah, you have the only place that I say I would that toss up was with Dre.
How can you have a toss up with Andre 3000?
The reason why it was a toss-up to me is because it was hard to exclude Big Boy when talking about Dre. Now, I'm talking when you say top five rappers, we're talking about solo artists, in my opinion. Yes, Dre has lyrics for days, but to talk about Dre and not talk about Big Boy is kind of a disservice, in my opinion.
I disagree. I think if anything, it adds to the excellence of OutKast.
Yeah.
That you could simply take them individually. You can't go wrong putting either one of them in your top five. Big Boy or Andre. I just think Andre is just that
much. So you said synonymous almost.
I mean, yeah, I see them together,
right.
But separately they are
two different.
They are equally as talented as anybody else in my top five, outside of Pac and Big.
Well, I mean, we all have our personal.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Yeah, that's what it's about. The one thing everybody did have, I noticed, is Pac and Big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that goes
right. Have y'all ever listened to Nas?
Yeah, I'm a Nas fan.
No, listen.
I'm a Nas fan.
Think
you picked Jay-Z over Nas.
I picked who... it was personal for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it on this. I picked on a level where who I liked and who I didn't wouldn't listen to. So, to me, if I said Jay-Z or Nas, I figured on a level of talent, I could give them the same thing. But I like Jay-Z more than I like Nas. That's why Jay-Z made my list.
I get it.
Me, I can't put Nas and Jay-Z. It's one or the other. For me, it's one or the other.
Because they too, because of the conflict. Get it.
Or just simply, I'm going to put it plain and simple. The East Coast rappers.
Yeah.
No, them probably the outside of, you know, well, for y'all that don't know, you know, Pop is East Coast too.
True,
but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, if you're going to go traditionally, I guess Biggie is the best.
Best in the East.
Out of the East. You know.
No question.
So, outside of Biggie, it's either one or the other. I can't put both of y'all.
I guess Nas overranked Jay-Z to me because I see Jay-Z more as baller flosser.
Yeah, and Nas
more
conscious.
As,
I got you.
Conscious.
Yeah. It's light.
It's kids, yeah.
It come out light.
There's a little flossing in there too, though.
He do, but it's not on Jay-Z.
Not as much.
But then he can't rap on Nas.
No.
To
that
me.
Is Jay-Z his dude now. He can come conscious every now and then too. Now you just got to listen for him.
I'm not saying
that
the man can't rap.
You're saying
he can do it. I know that's not what you're saying.
He's not on the level of now.
It's just a different... It's a whole different dynamic.
Let me tell you. Only thing it is a different proportion. While Jiggle going to give you 70% floss and bling and 30% education, Nas going to give you that 70% education and that 30% floss.
Well, then that's why he...
That's why he winning with you.
Yeah, that's why he...
I got you.
When I was looking at my list, I was just so excited. Tupac and Biggie was probably, I knew they was going to be unanimous. I mean, unanimous overall, on the all out. But then when you look at Wayne, Jay-Z, 3000, I was like, if we do this on a level where you see popularity and you go off that, it's KRS-One, Raheem, and all those original rappers getting overlooked. Because nobody had them on their list.
They weren't on my list because they weren't big in my rotation.
Right. Have you ever listened to them?
Yeah.
I've listened to them.
Because it was the point. That's all we had.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So it's not that I didn't listen to them. It's just that as rap evolved, I just happened to be caught in a time frame where they were on the tail end of their career. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
Do you think, though, that KRS-One and Raheem could be in some all-time great fives if we had a five fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, if we was older and say we kind of grew up, we would count more of that generation.
I think a lot of it goes, too, with your geographical location.
Yeah.
Like, if we were in New York.
Right.
Or if we were somewhere on the East Coast.
And then more of them.
Right.
Yeah. We kind
of. See, I would not be on my list if I was from the East Coast.
And strange as it may be, I think, well, we got two. Because we got Wayne, I guess, no, Wayne's from the East Coast. Dre 3000 is an only South person, but you got T.I. We got some stuff. Wayne from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Why am I thinking California? I don't know why I'm thinking California. What am I thinking about?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to need to get out of Jamaica.
Take your time. All right.
So that was the top five rappers.
Top five rappers.
Sanga? Is it Sanga's next?
I feel like y'all discriminating against Eminem, but we're going to move on past it. Sanga's the male.
You want me to tell you why I'm playing that? I hate it.
That's your...
You should.
Yeah, I do want to know.
This is going to sound real racist, but I'm always honest, and I try to be because I think that's the best way to be. And then I'm vulnerable by saying this. I had an issue with putting him on the list. If I could get another fifth person in there, that was, to me, and this is my personal opinion, more connected and more genuine to the ethnicity of hip-hop. Mm. Now, I know that may sound racist, And I do understand, because like I said, Jay-Z on here is off record today on my top five. I know Eminem sells way greater than that.
Going along with that, the reason why he did make mine
is because of that.
Because he took what he knew.
Right.
And made me understand his culture.
Yeah.
He didn't come in hip-hop trying to be hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
He came in hip-hop with something to offer to hip-hop.
True. Very true.
And I received it. I listened, and I understood it. Like, that's the first time I hear somebody talking crazy like that, talking about killing somebody. Like,
yeah.
When we talk about killing and shoot, shoot, bang, bang. No,
yeah.
He's talking about, I'm going to cut you up,
yeah.
And I'm going to put you in the trunk, and I'm going to...
Stand, call him, and all that. Yeah, yeah. I agree. And explaining that to me, you just made me confront what I just said.
Yeah, he took you into a mind of a serial killer. Yeah.
He did. Stand is one of my favorite songs, too.
Because
I thought it was genius how he did.
Anyway, that is what it is. We got our list. All right, what we said? Singers, male.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kicked the last one off. Where we at?
Go ahead, Dad. Bro, you already know who number one on my list.
Yeah.
We're going with singers. The Aura, R. Kelly. Then I got Marvin Gaye, two. I got Luther, three. Usher at four. And Anthony Hamilton at five.
Interesting.
Now, Usher made my list because I have honestly grew up with Usher.
Yeah, that's it.
And ever since I've known him, he has been relevant. And his music is good. And it's grown with me, like, through my maturity. Even though when he was young, at 15, he was saying, can you get with it? He was ahead of me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But
you're with him,
yeah. And I was able to get it. So that's why Usher really made it. And he put out good music. Anthony Hamilton is the soul for this, man. It's just a soul for something. If I had to pick a singer, that's what I would want to hear. Aura, that speaks for itself. Marvin Gaye?
Can't deny
Marvin Gaye. Luther? I mean, you'll never get another Luther. Luther is known throughout the world.
As Luther.
That's it.
You say Marvin. You could be talking about Marvin Sapp. You could be talking about
Marvin.
You could be talking about Marvin anybody.
But Luther is Luther. What's your five, dog? Oh, it's on
Now, Luther and Marvin to me is kind of like Biggie and Pop.
They're gonna be on there.
Outside of that, though, I had MJ, Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Okay, Kells.
Yeah.
And damn, Usher on there too. Same reason. I felt like I grew up with Usher.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Usher and. I'm mad I lost his name.
Tevin Campbell.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
already knew.
Right there.
You already knew.
I feel like if they would have stayed the course, they would have been two of the top singers right now within male singers.
I remember
Tevin Campbell fell off a little bit to me.
Yeah, he did. I remember riding with Duke. This was the funny stuff. We was in the car together listening to Break It Down by Tevin Campbell. You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Break it down.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody else to hear the sound. We listen to that. Tevin Campbell was a man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So that's a relevant point, little boy. T, it's on you, dog.
Okay. No particular order. Marvin Gaye. Al Green.
I fought with Al.
Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
Okay. Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
And Kale. The only reason I didn't go with Luther, because I feel like it's unsafe. That's like...
You don't compare nobody to Luther. Let him go.
Just let him be.
I don't get it. So
if he's like that, then he should be number one on your list.
It's unsaid. I feel like I could have gave somebody else some shout out because Luther's going to be there. Luther is Luther.
Okay.
Luther's.
So I should have left Pop off my list then, and I shouldn't have put Pop.
If
I should have put somebody else.
But I struggle with my fire rappers. So
my question to you is, now, I need you to explain to me.
What it is.
Brian McKnight and Maxwell.
Why? Yeah. What you want me to explain?
You got to give it to him while you're
explain to me how they made your top five.
My five was on
who you like.
Not so much that. It's
a thing.
Lyrics and actual singing ability.
See.
Brian McKnight's range is kind of like
it's crazy.
Untouchable. And his lyrics ain't bad to go along with it.
Yeah, he write your own stuff.
Maxwell,
come on, man. Yeah. Why not? I'm a Maxwell fan. Don't get me wrong.
But you can find five others for him.
Thank you.
If Maxwell wouldn't have been there, it would have been Luther. That's why I put Maxwell, because Luther's you ain't got to say that. You don't got to talk about it.
You feel so strong that Luther, you want to get somebody else to change.
That's what I just said. When Maxwell is, I feel like.
Then that's your top six. That's not your top five.
Maxwell,
I gave you five.
But if we've been technical, you would subtract Maxwell. How do you that list?
Yeah, if
Luther was there, then Maxwell wouldn't make it. But Brian Knight would still be on.
If I got a Maxwell CD and a Luther CD, and I can only take one, I'm taking Luther.
Yeah.
If that's what you're trying to
say. And the other five, other four, if we give you a Luther CD, you take a Luther. If not, Luther ain't the greatest, then.
The only one I will struggle with.
I didn't know it was one of them.
The only one I will struggle with is Kerry.
Yeah.
And that's God truth. I will struggle. And I'd probably just close my eyes and pick a CD. But whichever one I go with, I'm good.
Yeah. You really ain't losing.
I'm not going to pick one of them.
You probably couldn't.
It depends. If I'm going by myself, I'm going to take care of it.
You're going with somebody? You're taking somebody. You're taking Luke.
What you say? Somebody.
What I say is, you're going with somebody. Yeah. You're taking Luke.
Yeah.
There's somebody. It ain't just anybody.
I ain't by myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to Luke.
Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's a woman. Then y'all going to be, yeah.
Who the hell is
that? No, ain't going to be nobody.
Oh.
Ain't gonna be nobody else. What's the
Female.
Okay, I know it's my time to go first.
You ain't ready?
I ain't ready. With my female.
Boy,
females is hard for me. I give you my top two.
Oh, well, you got whatever you can give, that's all we can take.
Patti first.
Patti LaBelle.
Aretha Franklin.
Then you done.
Then, okay. I'm going to throw Whitney in there.
Yeah.
Anita Baker.
So you're going to make it to five. That's what, four?
That's four.
Continue yourself.
Shaka Khan. No.
See?
You're trying to do it on the fly.
Because you're going to come back later and say, no, I should have put such and such. See?
That's why I said I wasn't ready. But I'm going to go ahead and say Shaka Khan, my fifth.
You got time to come back.
Okay.
That's my five.
That's his five.
Who you gonna five, to? It's on me. Oh, it's on me.
Go ahead if you want to.
No, I gotta go.
Oh, man.
It's
my
turn
to go first. Oh, okay.
Go
wherever it's
wrong. Okay, I have Patti. No order. None of this is gonna be in
order.
Patti LaBelle. Aretha LaFranca. Aretha.
Yeah,
let's say that right.
Aretha.
Whitney Houston. Right here.
Hmm.
Fifth one. You feel how you want to feel about it.
I already know who it is.
Who it is?
Fantasia.
Absolutely.
I already knew it. I knew Fantasia was going to be in your top five. So much so, I contemplated putting her in mine. Because it was hard to say she couldn't fit in it.
I mean, again, we're talking about singers and voices.
Yeah, singing. If you're going to just pure singing, and that's how I was looking at it. Go ahead, Bo.
I couldn't, I like her, but I couldn't put her over.
You think it's somebody
Lauryn Hill. I couldn't put her over Lauryn Hill. There's no way she going to make the list before Lauryn Hill. And Lauryn Hill ain't make my list.
Well, see, that's just personal. That, hey, you like Lauryn Hill. I like Fantasia. It's what it is. I like Lauryn Hill, too.
But you don't like her better than you like Fantasia.
Better
do that. Better do it. My five. Top female singers. This ain't no order. Whitney Houston, Minnie Riperton, Aretha Franklin,
Monica, and Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia made my list because her voice, you never forget.
Yeah. I was going to pick Shirley Caesar.
Shirley Caesar's good. I thought about Shirley, but I when you think about singing, true singing, Shirley Caesar's voice.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
That's why I picked Fantasia.
So you think it's justifiable to put Fantasia over?
Nope.
Shirley
Caesar? It's not. It's not. I'm not going to sit here and say that. But this is my list.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I'll leave that alone. What y'all think about Minnie Riperton?
Yeah, that was a good pick.
It was.
Now, voices, you never get a voice like that.
Everybody on these lists have their own unique thing.
It was hard to put five, and I think it was hard to get five because you had so many to choose from, and you just wanted to disrespect nobody.
You ain't gonna pick Patty or Aretha.
Yeah, Aretha on mine.
Okay.
Aretha, it's Aretha, Monica, Mahalia Jackson, Minnie Riperton, and Whitney Houston.
Monica over Patty LaBelle?
I'm not crazy about Patty. That's just my personal, that's just me personally, though. It almost aggravates me. And I ain't want to say it.
Let's move on.
Well, y'all asked. I had to tell it.
What?
I had to tell it.
I'm going to get something. Let's move on. Groups. Top five groups.
It aggravates them. That's on me to start. Let me start. I gotta do something now because I don't.
Please do. Her bro, make up for that one.
This could be in order if you want to.
Okay.
Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm.
Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Outkast. And this was the thing for me with these groups. It was between Outkast and the Isley Brothers for this spot.
You ever to put Outkast in? Oh, you're talking about because you chose Outkast.
Right. For this spot. And this is the fourth spot. My fifth spot was Mace featuring Frank Abella and Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it? I said mm-hmm. that three times, didn't
you? You did.
Yeah. Mace featuring Frank Abella. But I didn't know if I wanted to put Outkast or Isley Brothers at four. Is Outkast justifiable to be in that group list?
I mean, if that's your list and that's the way you want to go with it, then yes, it's justifiable. Just choose carefully.
Yeah. Over the Isley Brothers.
Hey, man.
I think Outkast is one. I think Outkast, now this is my opinion, is the greatest rap group we ever seen. But that's rap. You don't believe that?
It's a tie.
Between them and who?
Good amount.
It's a tie.
I think they got it.
I'm not doing it. Y'all can say it.
I'm not confident in saying it either. Nah, think about it. I'm going to leave that alone. Somebody's going to leave
it. My list. All right. Not in this order. Boys to Men. Hands down, I mean, you know, they got to be enough. I agree with you on Outkast. I felt rap, R&B, or whatever, they one of the greatest groups ever. Then I went straight old school. Maze, Frank Bailey, Maze, OJ's, and Oxford.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you got
to. My list was almost identical to yours, except Outkast, I went with OJ. So I got Isley, Jackson 5, Boyz II Men, OJ's, and Temptations.
Yeah. Temptations span is just as almost as long as I think the Isley in the music game.
If not longer.
I mean, we was little kids and they was already old. As far as their music, I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it still resonates today, so they definitely should be on it. Boyz II Men, they're one of the biggest selling groups ever. Well, you can't take that away from them.
Most underrated.
Yeah.
Period. Point blank. Boyz II Men is the most underrated group ever.
And Jackson 5, that speaks for itself. That established groups. The dancing, the choreograph, the singing, the popularity. I mean, it just... But you got Mike. I mean, what would you expect? You know, one of the greatest of all time. We didn't touch on that either, that Mike didn't make our list on the singing.
Because Mike ain't one of the best singers.
He's the best performer,
but he ain't one of the best singers.
Well,
I guess that's a matter of opinion.
Opinion again, yeah. Interpretation.
Comedian.
Comedian.
Mm. Comedian, I guess.
Yep.
Now, this one male or female, right? This was just straight up comedian.
Yeah, it was just comedian. I honestly did both. I tried to.
I just picked my top five. How they feel is how they feel. Being Richard Pryor.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy. Bill Cosby. Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin. Bernie Mac.
He's that common sense bringing down next door neighbor funny.
Bill Cosby. Price. I think he's going to go all the way across the board. No Bill red Cosby.
Bill Cosby did it, man. He did it. He did it without being vulgar with it.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do, to keep an audience entertained for on a stand-up. And not you. That just shows his vocabulary.
A great storyteller.
Yeah,
that's what he was.
Yeah, he's a great storyteller. Which all of them are. That's how you, but they are more vulgar, like you see, To catch somebody's attention, just telling a story from a plain stance. Yeah, you're right. And he just sat on the stage. It wasn't like he had props.
That's it. He wasn't no clown on stage. Yeah. He just got up and did what he did, and that's it.
Don't me.
Okay.
You really ain't on me, but I take it. Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence. Bernie Mac. I got Flip Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The Flip Wilson, a lot of people don't know this, but he was like one of the first ever black performers to own a rights to his own show.
Mm-hmm.
When all the Flip Wilson show, he owned all of that. So he got all the royalties. I got Robin Harris and Cat Williams fighting for number five. What do you think?
If it was me, it would be hands down Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was almost more of a, like I was disrespecting the old school, true form of comedian if I let Cat get in there for Robert Harris. And then what Robert Harris did.
Yeah. Okay. My turn. Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
So we traded Eddie Griffin for Red Fox for Yomi.
But they almost two the same people.
Yeah.
It just, you got to pick one or other. That's how I would have felt.
Flip Wilson, though, definitely.
Yeah, he was kind of almost crossover. You know what I'm saying? Well, all of them was at some point. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick Eddie because I never found Eddie that funny. That's just a personal thing. He always was
like that in the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need a
baby. Yeah, I know. I guess today I'm just showing my crazy side. Yeah, that's just me, man.
That's you. I was trying to hold out until we get off the air to go back to the
battle. Yeah, man. I don't know. Y'all ain't gonna leave that long. I hear that for all through the show. What's next? Actors?
Actors. So you kick it off.
Right out the gate, Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Poitier. Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Woody Harrelson.
Wow. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Top five.
Okay, Woody.
Al Pacino, Denzel, Woody Harrelson, Leonardo DiCaprio, and who?
Sidney Poitier.
Hey, that's your list.
That's it. Now, do you want me to explain why I would have made it on
you? No, that's enough for me.
Oh, no, it's on you, man. You want to talk about my list?
I'm not. Hey, I just recognize that's your list. Woody Harrelson.
Yes, man. White man can't jump, man. White man can't jump.
Money Train.
Look at all these different movies you talk about and different characters he's playing, and he becomes a character. Okay. An actor is somebody you believe they are.
I believe him in
every movie he plays, and he's diverse.
Okay, so if an actor is who you believe they are, take this list with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to take it with
you. Denzel.
Right.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. That's a real nice list. You hit a lot that I probably wouldn't think about. But that's a real nice list.
Okay. My list is completely different from you. Denzel. Outside of Denzel, then I got Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to throw in an actress, Taraji P. Henson.
I knew she was going to be on the summer.
I couldn't talk about acting and not throw her in.
You ain't got nothing to say about his list?
It's his list?
Yeah.
Hey, I damn sure questioned you on yours. Several picks.
Let's see, what you got to say? You went at me, Woody Harrelson.
Several picks.
Taraji, I get it.
But you would put her with actress? Or you wouldn't put an actress?
If I'm going to go with an actress, I'm going to probably go with Holly first. It's just me.
Yeah. I thought about that. But you know what? The thing with Holly is, she won Academy Awards. You can't say it that way. But in some of her movies, I'm not all the way into her character.
And let's get back to it. So who's your question on my list now?
Who? I ain't got nobody questioning. No, you listen straight. He told you to question somebody on here.
No. Maxwell. You talking
about... Can't nobody question that, man. You know you hit something good. Now you want to talk trash. You see that?
Hey, that's what we do.
You said Jack Nicholson. Man, how do you miss Jack? One of the five of the crew. I don't know. Al Pacino, the reason he made Mino... Scarface, man, the dude made you believe it.
I figured that, but
Godfather.
Yeah. I just thought Robert De Niro had a longer list than Pacino, and I ain't want to pick both, so I went with De Niro. Because De Niro, man, De Niro's that guy. De Niro's that guy.
Yeah. I agree. You can't go wrong with either one of them. So, I mean... It just depends on which one you like over the other.
How did neither one of y'all pick Tom Hanks?
I forgot about
Tom Hanks. Is a good actor.
I forgot about him.
He probably might be the best actor we've ever seen.
Tom Hanks. I don't agree.
He got to buy that work, though, boy.
If you put him up against Denzel,
he do go into a character.
A lot of his early stuff, though, you know, was kind of slapstick, comedy type stuff.
Tom Hanks is maybe the best we've ever seen.
After Philadelphia, he started.
Yeah, he pulled the Will Smith. You know, he went from comedy, then he got serious.
That just hit me.
Will Smith?
How did Will Smith not make any of our list?
Do you know why Will didn't make my list?
Woody.
I'm going to tell you why Will didn't make my list. I'm just going to be real honest. I didn't think of it.
Oh,
because now thinking back on it, like you say, I could have easily seen Will in there for Woody Harrelson.
Oh, boy.
Hey, but Woody, and listen, man, Woody played some good parts.
Yeah, I'm not taking that from him, but we talking about top five. He's not going to top, what's his name? Terrence Howard. He's not going to top Don Cheadle. He's not going to top a whole bunch of people out there that's out there as active. My opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
What's next?
I feel it right here now.
Let's go in and hit these movies while we're right behind actors. It's only going to take a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Once we go in the next round, we're going to get stuck. Top five movies ever. It's on you, BJ.
It's on Bob.
Okay.
My bad.
Color Purple.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any Given Sunday. Y'all might have to give me that one.
I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that one.
Any Given Sunday. The Dark Knight. Batman. The one with the Joker. The one that...
The first one.
No, the recent one when your boy snapped and went crazy. He thought it was the Joker for real.
Yeah.
For me, Kill Bill, Part 1. And then Book of Eli. I think
Book of Eli. Book of Eli is one of the greatest.
One of the best Denzel Washington movies there is. My top five.
Sure is.
Well, I follow you up, Bo, because I kind of sentiment some of what you got. I got The Color Purple, Ali, and this is for me. That's why I don't know how I miss Will Smith. If I got Ali on here, he became Ali. The Godfather, Parts 1 and 2. Book of Eli, and I really couldn't come up with a film. I really couldn't. Now I'm thinking on the run. Let me see. Car Wash.
Oh. That ain't a bad off the top of the head.
Car Wash.
Okay. Well, y'all really gonna hate mine then. Harlem Nights.
All right, man.
New Jack City.
Yeah.
The Green Mile.
Hmm. I missed that.
Color Purple. Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, Shawshank. Yeah. It's a good movie. It's almost on the line of the Green Mile. If you can get into Green Mile, you'll get into Shawshank. I mean, it's a good movie. I mean, let's say, I like it. I almost put One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest on that. You ever seen that movie?
Let's say I don't remember it.
It's a good movie. Jack Nicholson. Again, that's why I understand how I missed him as an actor.
He is. I know that ain't the same movie, but you know,
it is that movie.
One thing about it, I pick these movies because anytime I see them on TV,
you don't watch it. Yeah.
You sit down and watch them.
So, did you say The Color Purple?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everybody, everybody listens in, right?
Yeah, man, that's impact, man.
Mister. Yeah.
People don't like Danny Glover right now because of
Mister. Who's he telling?
My mama can't stand
that Danny movie. Glover. Almost messed his career.
I think if it wasn't for the Lethal Weapon series,
he would have been shot.
He would have just been Mister. The rest of his career.
People don't like him, and it went to the point where they stopped going to watch his movies because they'd be like, oh, I ain't watching this.
Yeah. And that tells you
how good he played that role. Yeah. And he really did a lot of recognition. I think a lot of recognition went to Whoopi and Oprah.
And Oprah.
Yeah.
You told Hoppo to beat me.
All right.
What's next, man?
Here we go. We're moving on into sports.
Yeah. Okay, now, wait.
Let's hit football first.
Hit football first? Now, first of all, I misunderstood the direction.
Okay.
I just put my top five.
Right.
In football.
Right. I didn't know y'all was going to break it down, point guard, two guard.
No, we're going football first. So we got the top five quarterbacks.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't follow the direction.
Well, cool. I'm giving it to you now.
So y'all gonna have to go first.
No problem.
Go ahead, T. Start off.
Quarterbacks. Joe Montana.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna be on Nelson.
Yeah, he ain't no question. John Elway.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Dan Marino.
I agree again.
Steve Young. Fifth was a toss-up between Tom Brady and Randall Cunningham. And the reason being...
I'm just distraught over here.
You don't
have bubble head.
No, I
only.
Don't.
Oh,
I don't.
I'm distraught.
I don't.
I'm done.
You can't count
on
him.
You talking about
what you
asked?
You cannot count on him in a big game. You can't. We just seen it. You can't count on him in a big game. You're not making my list. The reason... Tom Brady and Randall Cunningham was awesome. Because Tom Brady's the winner.
Yeah.
So he deserves to be there.
But
Randall Cunningham revolutionized the quarterback position, in my opinion. You had Warren Moon, but he wasn't
Randall
Cunningham.
Yeah, he wasn't mobile.
Randall Cunningham will stand back in the pocket and throw the ball 70 yards. And if you blitz him, he will take off and run for 70 yards.
Yeah, you're right.
So he is the one who revolutionized. Revolutionized the position, in my opinion.
I feel that. Because at first I was going to say, how you going to even compare that him and Tom Brady? But I get where you're coming from. I give you my five. John Elway. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning. Joe Montana. Dan Marino. And Tom Brady.
You said him twice. Okay?
Who that?
Brady? John Elway. Joe Montana.
Peyton Manning.
Dan
Marino.
And Tom Brady. Yeah, like I said, the only reason Peyton ain't met, but you can't count on him in the big game. He's regular season, maybe the best quarterback we ever seen.
Yeah, and
total package, you lose too much, man.
Let me ask you this. Would you take the chance of going with him over going with somebody you don't know?
No, I'm going to just pick somebody else I know when.
Oh.
I'm going to pick Steve Young over Peyton Manning.
And I can't debate that because he'll win.
We're going to do it every time. I'm going to pick him every time.
But now Peyton Blue got it right. So now he will get you one.
Steve,
man. He got two of them.
Okay. I'm going to show where I'm going here.
He got two, but I'm just saying. We
Peyton
got,
should have
we're
my
not
going to
shoot my boy all the way down.
I am.
Well, you do it. You do it. It's your list. If this is my list, that's your list.
It is. Now, what you got?
I'm going to stay on my list. That's what I'm
going to do. My list.
All right. Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, and I just dug with it. He could not be not be on
it. I agree with that.
Now you talking about no. Now you said
I agree with Doug. I'm saying Doug. I ain't winning the break.
You said who you said revolutionized the game?
Ronald Cunningham.
Doug Williams came for him. He revolutionized the game.
Doug Williams just black doing it. He revolutionized. He was a pocket quarterback. He was just black. Mm-hmm. Ronald Cunningham changed the way quarterback was played.
And who y'all questioning? Brett Favre?
Yeah. You can't argue that he's on the list. Brett Favre, stat, he's one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, but man.
But I ain't taking.
No.
The man.
Not in the top five.
If I had, okay, excluding Peyton Manning, because we've obviously come to the conclusion that he's not a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is.
In the big game,
okay.
I said. In the big
game. He's not a winner, so we're not going to talk about him. But outside of that, give me Brett Favre, man. Give me Brett Favre in one play, because I know if that play don't work out the way it's planned to work out, he can make it on.
Because if that play don't work out the way it's planned, man going to throw a pick.
Or he might break for 20. I mean,
it's an upside. You just had a gamble.
I will tell you this. If I'm faced to choose between Brett Favre and Peyton Manning in the big game, my last drive, give me Bobblehead.
You take Bobblehead?
That's why I say excluding him. Because if it was him, I'm taking him too.
Give me Bobblehead.
I take Brady over me in the last drive.
Absolutely.
No question.
And then that's the only other person.
That's why he didn't make my list.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, though. I understand. Now, the man do got a ring, though. We can't take the man ring.
I'm not taking his ring. I'm just saying top five. If there's five quarterbacks that I want.
Of all time.
Driving down the field with the ball and there's the big game and these and them five right here.
Cunningham too, over Peyton? But because he revolutionized the game, it brings another
pick.
I see why he got in five. What's next?
Receivers.
Wide receivers. Top five. What you got?
Jerry Rice.
No question.
Sterling Sharp.
Ooh.
Tim Brown.
Ooh.
Randy Moss. And Terrell. Not Terrell. Terrell. Owen.
Terrell.
It was hard for me, but it wasn't really hard.
I get it. Can't say I agree with it, but I get it. I get it.
Well, you know,
I
Jerry Rice.
Disagree with it. But I can't. Yeah, Jerry Rice made the list. Jerry Rice, Cocaine, Mike
Irvin,
Randy Moss, Chris Carter.
Yeah, I fought with not putting Carter on my list.
And Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison forgotten, just like Sterling Sharp. A lot of people forget about Harrison. What you think, Bo? What you think of that list?
That's not a bad list. Mine is similar. Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice, Tim Brown over Chris Carter. Me.
Okay.
Moss and Sterling Sharp. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your all list.
Hey, all three of the lists, you can win.
We gonna win.
Yeah, you gonna win. I'm guaranteed winners. Now, that might be the first time, even though we had some mixed matches, besides the rappers. Yeah, everybody wants one. We ain't going to go back to Pat LaBelle and Woody Harrison.
Yeah, we is. We're going to do it when we get off the house. But running back. I had a couple toss-ups over here.
Yeah.
But I finalized with, no particular order, Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetman.
Mm.
Barry Sanders.
Mm.
Emmitt Smith. And Marcus Allen.
Nice list. Nice. I'm going to tell you why I did, went a little different. I had Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, O.J. Simpson. Because in 1973, he was the first person ever
to
2,000 mark, and he did it in 14 games.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he broke it, and it still sits to this day, 30-some years later, at 21-something, I think, some odd number, 2,100-something.
and it was in his second year. Then I had Earl Campbell, but just because I remember him from watching him play and how he played, a little bit of the clips at the end. But now that when I heard you say, Emmitt would make mine. And only because Emmitt stayed around so long, he almost diminished his purpose.
Walter Payton.
Payton, Sweetness would have been my pick. I even had AD, but my last four besides Jim Brown is in the 2000s.
Yeah, I guess.
That was a good list. Yeah, that 2000 club. OJ, man, I was like, you forget about OJ. OJ is synonymous now with Murray.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You forget what he even was.
All right, I'm going to go Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Jim Brown. I agree. But then one y'all didn't even mention, Bo Jackson.
Mm.
Simply because.
Two or three.
And the potential.
And the potential.
We
his career was cut
see.
Short.
Yeah.
Same thing with Barry Sanders.
Barry cut his own career.
Yeah, he just said, I'm done.
Yeah.
He had already done with it. He said he was done because he pretty much did everything he knew he could do with the Lions. Yeah. If he would have went somewhere else.
Somebody else.
Right, yeah. You know, so he did all he could do with the Lions. Bo Jackson, he was just merely... Yeah.
He was cut. He was cut short.
I get it.
I forgot about Bo. And that's why, though. So that's a good point. What's next?
Box.
Woo!
Top three boxers of all time.
One
heavyweight.
Yeah.
Who you pick as your top heavyweight?
My top heavyweight? It's on me or
you gotta do your three.
Oh, three and one. Here go my three. One, I'm just in war. One, Muhammad Ali, which would be my top heavyweight. Mm-hmm. Two, Sugar Ray Robinson. A lot of people don't know about Sugar Ray Robinson. Sugar Ray Robinson is the reason it's called a pound for pound champion to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Ray Robinson went 86-0 as an amateur with 69 knockouts. 128-1-2 with 84 knockouts in the career. And let me see what they say. 40 in the first round. Four of them 69 knockouts in the first round. And he went from welterweight, middleweight. He went all across. He was the invention of why they say the pound for pound champ to this day. Three, Money May.
Money May.
How can you not put Mayweather? He hasn't. I know a lot of people going to say, oh, Sugar Ray Robinson. Sugar Ray Robinson. I mean, not Sugar Ray Robinson. Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard lost.
Yeah.
I can pick one. I can only pick one heavyweight. So Tyson can't make my list because I picked Muhammad Ali.
No. You could have picked more than one heavyweight as your top three. You just got to pick one top heavyweight.
Oh.
See? Yeah. Your rules confuse
the hell
out of me. Listen. My top three.
Go ahead. Just give them to
him. My top three. And then, I'm sorry, but they're all heavyweights. Ali, Mike Tyson, George Foreman. I picked my three boxers off the simple fact that I don't think nobody could beat them at the top of their prime.
Yeah.
Can nobody beat Ali at the top of his prime?
Like,
can nobody would beat Mike Tyson at the top of his prime? Could nobody beat George Foreman at the top of his prime?
But Ali.
Okay, that's why they on the list
together. Yeah. Okay.
That's my list. That's
eight.
My thought.
Okay,
process.
So you picked one as the top.
Ali, what's the top?
Ali. Okay.
Where you at?
I picked Ali, Tyson, and Mayweather. Simply because Mayweather's undefeated. Ali is who he is, was who he was, and so by Tyson.
Yeah.
My top. I went with Tyson. And I went with Tyson simply because
what he invoked.
You knew what you was gonna get when you got in the ring. You can say that about Ali too.
Yeah.
But Tyson was a whole nother type of
Ali animal. Might switch up his technique a little bit. You might rope a don't you
ain't nothing
you
know, with Tyson.
Tyson, you already know he's gonna come straight at you. I'm coming to get
you.
Either you gonna get me, I'm gonna get you, but one of us gonna get back.
He come straight out, head down and right at you. That's how he came.
Now Mayweather. Only reason why Mayweather wouldn't make my list is simply because he lives in this era now where they pick and choose their fights. I think all the other fighters we mentioned, they fight anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. That being said, who could anybody have picked to go up against Mayweather, you think he would lose
it? It don't matter. Just fight him.
That's not what I'm asking. Regardless of whether he can pick his fights or not, who in boxing right now do you think would beat Mayweather?
I never thought Buster Douglas would beat Mike Tyson. That's what I'm saying. Fight everybody.
The only person we ain't seen him fight yet,
of
course, is Pacquiao.
Fight everybody.
He's just saying fight everybody. That's what he's saying. I get it. But I'm going to tell you why Mayweather on my list. If you watch Mayweather box, I have never seen boxing at its technical peak until I seen Mayweather box. Even Ali, with his flashiness and all that, it took away from the technique and how he's a craftsman. Mayweather's a craftsman. He has something that I've never seen before. It's almost like Jordan on the court. And I'm going into early.
Just as good as he is offensively,
he's
equally good defensively. You can't hit him.
As a boxer, am I watching boxing? He's the greatest boxer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Strategy, technique. But I get what you're saying.
That's the only thing I don't like about it. I agree with everything you said. I just don't like
the fight.
If the man retires undefeated,
it won't be today, but 20, 30 years from now.
You can't dispute that he retired the greatest.
Yeah.
Well, give me 20, 30 years. If I'm alive to see it, then
I'll revisit it.
We can have our part two.
He'll be the Ali of our kids' time. And I'm going to tell you why. Ali was the same way. Ali said things nobody liked. Ali was very out and boisterous with his way of doing things. Ali was hated. We didn't see that.
Yeah.
We revere him now. But in his time, Ali said, Viet Cong ain't calling me no nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an uproar. Mayweather ain't said nothing that over. But Ali is revered now because of what he did in the ring.
Mayweather will do, Mayweather will post on Instagram his bet that he's winning, how much money he got, his new chains, his new cars. He will do that.
He will do that.
I can't put him wrong. He'll never, unless he changes
tomorrow.
It's
a different class. It's a different class.
Yeah, that's why I can't put him
Ali got a class in tomorrow. He was a playboy, and you've seen it, but he carried himself with a grace.
Ali stood for something.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when all the foolishness was over,
he stood for something.
He stood for something.
His legacy transcends what he did in the ring.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what speaks more of why he's so well. Now, I remember it was like a couple of years back, I looked it up. Ali was the most known sports figure in the world, and I think Jordan was next.
It looks like we got somebody want to chime in on this one. I don't know if we hit a nerve or something, but we're going to bring you in. All right, caller, you live. Go ahead. What you got?
Hey, brothers. This is Brother Vic, man.
Vic, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, ain't nothing to it. You know, I'm enjoying the show. And, you know, I love y'all brothers, man. I missed y'all a couple shows, but, had to call in and tell y'all, you know, now that we paying homage to all of these great entertainers and actors and singers and groups and stuff like that, I'm y'all so on point, brothers, how it just came up to the wonderful king, Brother Ali. You know, I just love the way he peeked into the conversation. Because I think he deserves that. Not only as his performance in the ring and as an athlete, but definitely as a person. I want to encourage anybody who has a chance to visit the Ali Center in Louisville, Kentucky. You, brothers, I'm going to tell you something. I've been an Ali fan all my life. But when you go inside this place, it's immaculate. It is beautiful. And it's big. It's huge. You know, it's not a little building. It's state-of-the-art. It's huge. And it's beautiful. And I learned a lot about this man. And I'm going to try to keep it short and simple. But this man has been with all of the presidents, all of the kings. He's been all around the world. This man is a treasure. I mean, a treasure. And I just want to thank y'all brothers, man, for acknowledging him. We are blessed to just be able to have him around. You know, we don't have Malcolm, we don't have Martin, we don't have, you know, Ali is still here. You know, a lot of the great entertainers that y'all talked about, the Luthers, and I mean the real great ones, they're all gone. You know, and we have to take time to say thank you to people like this who put their life on the line, brothers. I mean, you know, that deserves the 10 to 20 minutes of us giving them, you know, the thanks, and not only giving them thanks, but educating the listeners to what they've done with their life, man. And I thank y'all, brothers, man.
Appreciate it, Vic.
Appreciate it, Vic, as always, man. We're glad you're back. We missed you. We was looking for you. You know what? We're used to you being around, so we're looking for you, but we appreciate you back. And as always, you know what it is, Ryan, Vic. We open to your opinion. We going to put ours out there, and we hope we're doing something positive. So that's what's up, man. On the Ali tip, Vic had a great point. We do still have Ali.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And that is a treasure, to have Ali. Because like you said, he stood for something.
Yeah.
And you even pointed out, see, which makes it, that's how he's so big now today, because what he did in the ring was what he did in the ring. But as a person, his legacy resonates way bigger than that.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't even understand what it is he did.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't even know. They just think boxing. A lot of people just think back on the boxing pamphlet.
All right.
It is.
That's what we've been neglecting to jump to. But we're going to hit this basketball thing. And first, we went with the basketball dream team.
The dream team.
You pick your dream team. One player in each position compose your own personal dream team. You want to go first, Mr. Basketball?
Hey, listen, man, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Not even put all the pressure on. I'll go first. Point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I got Oscar Robertson.
Okay.
Two guard, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Small forward, LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Power forward, Charles Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Center, I followed this one, but I went with Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. That's what's up. I think my team will beat your team. But
yeah, of course. I know you're going to think that.
That's what's up.
You might got some of my players, though.
I do. Just two of them.
What you got?
Point guard. I went with Irvin Johnson.
I already knew it.
Two guard, I went with Michael Jordan. Three, LeBron. My four, I picked who I believe will end the game as the best power forward to ever play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan.
And
five, I went with Mr. Lou Alcindor.
Oh, you were on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I went with Kareem.
You can't, the man has the most points in NBA history. How can you go against him?
Hey, my team will beat your team.
Barkley might get Tim a little something.
He's going to do him something.
Oscar, yeah. And Magic, that's a toss-up.
You don't want to stand up.
So we got both got Jordan, so you got to cross out the two guard. We both got LeBron, right?
Yeah.
So you cross them out. So it comes down to the power forward and the center.
Tim Duncan and Lou Alcindor.
So we got Charles Barkley against Bill Russell. Charles Barkley and Bill Russell against Lou Alcindor and
Tim Duncan.
You don't think Barkley will handle Tim Duncan?
I think Charles Barkley would be too much for Tim Duncan, man.
Man, y'all.
I like Tim Duncan now. Don't get me wrong. I can see how you make your five, but Barkley was a beast.
Charles Barkley cannot guard Tim Duncan, man. Charles Barkley can't guard Tim Duncan.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know if anybody can guard Tim Duncan, but Tim Duncan. To be honest with you, when he put his mind to it and just going his game, it's hard to stop.
You got a point there, but I think if any type of defense would have worked against him, you'd have to ruffle his fellas.
And that would be Barkley.
And that would be Charles Barkley.
He's going to upset Barkley because he's going to make Barkley run. You got to come out here and guard me.
Yeah.
Then I could post you. I could face you.
I can do whatever you want to do. Barkley can't do all of that.
Okay, okay, okay. I think my top five be both of y'all. All
right.
Yeah, I cheated. I'm going to go ahead and put that in there right now. Point guard, Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
Two guard, Michael Jordan. Three, I chose Dominique Wilkins. Okay. I got to give him the respect, man. All right, this is where I cheated. I chose Kareem as my power forward because he just plays center and power forward. And then center, I went Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, you cheated. But you still going to lose because ain't no way in heaven or earth. Dominique Wilkins is going to stop LeBron.
Yeah, that's the bad answer.
It's a watch.
Y'all won't really see LeBron stopping Dominique Wilkins either.
Man, you crazy.
It's going to go either way.
I would have put Pippen there before I put Dominique in there.
Put Pippen and Jordan on. Well, you can, but I
mean. Yeah, yeah. But it would be, almost you cross to somebody else so I can make the list.
That's my list.
Yeah. That's that man's list.
But he's still, what the problem was, you said my team would be both of y'all.
That won't happen. Who you got on your bench? Small forward. Because you're going to have somebody for LeBron.
I don't need nobody for LeBron.
Okay.
There it is. Dominique gonna go off because LeBron gonna be trying to help with Will and Kareem.
Look.
So Dominique gonna go off.
You USA. We USA.
Okay.
And you.
I'll be anybody else.
Yeah. You Portugal.
You got a nice team in the world.
Yeah.
But not when you come up against this team.
No, this is the dream team.
Oh, man. So now that's our dream team.
That's the dream team.
Now we go into position.
Yes. Top five point guards.
I'm going to have to go first.
Went with Magic.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas. John Stockton. Gary Payton.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar Robertson.
Mm-hmm. I went with Oscar Robertson, Magic, Isaiah. Stockton. I'm picking them now on the top of my head.
Okay.
How many I gave you? Four?
Four.
And my fifth would be, I go to Glove. Gary Payton.
So we got the same top five.
Yeah.
All right. Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton. And now I got to go up top.
We all three got the same five.
That's it.
And let you tell you somebody like Mark Price, Steve Nash. But Gary Payton got both sides. So how you go in defense now?
That's why you made my list.
That's all I got, man.
All right. Two guards.
Jordan. I kind of just stopped there.
Okay. No problem. I didn't expect much more from you. No problem. This is what we doing over here.
I'm sorry. I kind of just stopped.
I went with Jordan, Kobe, Reggie Miller, Clyde Drexler, and Iceman.
Jordan
Gary.
Yeah.
All right. Clyde, Reggie Miller. As much as I dislike him, Kobe Bryant, MJ, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay.
You don't agree with that?
This is this.
Three.
I'm with LeBron.
Right.
Larry Bird, Elgin Baylor, Dr. J, and Pip. Top five, three.
Mine is the same. I got LeBron, Pip, Baylor. I don't know why I got West in three and two. But that's because I didn't want to do no more two.
Okay.
So I got LeBron, Pip, Elgin Baylor.
Dr. J and Mickey Lee.
No, I done messed up my list. That's why I'm all over the place now.
Okay.
But Dr. J will make my list, though. Dr. J will make my list. Elgin Baylor, Pip, LeBron, and then I need one more. Let me see.
Larry Bird.
Bird.
Can you not?
I don't know why I'm thinking that Reggie Miller 3, but he'll 2. Who you got, Bo?
Reluctantly put Larry Bird on there because I really couldn't think of anybody else. Dr. J, Pippen, and LeBron was the only ones that really came to
me. What, Dominique is a 2?
Yeah, 2, right?
Wait.
No, he might have been a 3. He might have been a 3.
Dominique Wilson?
Yeah, he might have been a 3.
He's a 3.
Well, you put him on your dream team. You might as well put him on
your dream. Yeah, you got some space. Because you were there.
Yeah, that was my... Yeah, well, there you go.
All right. Power forward. Tim and Duncan.
Yeah.
Karl Malone. Charles Barkley. KG. Kevin Garnett. And Dirk.
Dirty
in the Winsky.
Yeah. I got everybody you got, but I got Rodman instead of Duncan.
Okay.
But I don't, it's a toss-up. Rodman ain't going to give you as much offense, but Dirk ain't going to give you no defense. So, it depends on what you want.
Yeah, I take Dirk offense first. Dirk will put up 40-50, even.
Defense winning championship.
All right, okay.
Hey, whatever.
I take them steals, blocks, and the rebounds.
This is my list.
There it is.
All right, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Dirk, Dennis Rodman, and KG.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett.
You didn't put Tim Duncan on your list?
No, Tim Duncan ain't on my list.
Okay.
I gotta take Tim Duncan like that. The man I told you before, man.
Centers. Which one? Yeah. I got centers here. I'm gonna keep you okay.
I got Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal. Kind of just stop there. I'm pretty sure I can put some more in there.
I got the same 3. With Kareem and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes.
That would finish mine.
I got them same last 2. Hakeem Olajuwon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq, Bill Russell, and Will Chamberlain.
Everybody got the same centers. But there ain't been a lot of centers.
There's been some decent centers, but it's
not great.
Yeah, not like that.
Okay.
So now let's get to what you really want to get to. Because I want to get there.
Yeah, let's get there.
Do we say that there is nobody in the arena or nobody close to being considered the greatest basketball player of all time outside of Michael Jordan? Now, we know that it's understood that Michael Jordan is the best team.
Yes.
But the reasons why is what I want to do.
Okay. This is thank you. Before Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I explained this earlier in a post I had. But before Jordan, you had Dr. J, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West, the logo of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
After Jordan, you had Shaq, LeBron, Kobe, all these other people. You know, the stars of the day. Correct? The fact of the matter is, the ones before... It's often forgotten or overlooked when you name the greatest player. Some people say because it wasn't your era. Some people say because you don't get it. But when you really look at it for what it's worth,
mm-hmm.
if Jordan would have never came along, you would still remember it. The people today, after Jordan, are compared to Jordan. So everybody as basketball players, to me, is chasing Jordan. He cursed the lead because his greatness is what the lead is defined by. So much so, he didn't even play with people that you forget about now because his presence was part of it.
Okay.
Do you combat that?
I'm about to, but I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you say something first if you want.
Me, I can't say that. What can I say? I feel like disagreeing against that is crazy. I mean, I want her to get to you, so I want to hear what you have.
Yeah, we gotta see what you're
going against that.
Okay. So what I did, because we like to talk facts and we like to talk stats, and that's what we do. I put together a little list of the people that I might even think about considering if Jordan was in the picture, the greatest of all time, right?
Right.
But I put Jordan in the list, too, and put him on top. We got Bill Russell, Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson, Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. Okay? Everybody on this list has at least 10 years in the game. Everybody on this list has played at least 800 games. Okay? Everybody on this list has at least a 40% field goal average. That's where the similarities stop.
Right.
Out of this list, out of the names that I called out, who would you most likely put in the running with Jordan right now, if there was anybody?
If I could put anybody in the running with Jordan?
Right. As the best. Okay, and put it this way. You say Jordan best, who's second? Who run out?
I get LeBron.
LeBron. I say LeBron. So, in comparing these two people, Jordan and LeBron, Jordan has 15 years in his career. LeBron is at 11. Jordan has played 1,072 games. LeBron has played 842. They have the exact same field goal percentage, 49.7%. That's their field goal percentage. 3-point field goal percentage, Jordan ended his career at 32.7%. LeBron is currently at 34.1%. LeBron is winning. Free throw percentage, Jordan ended his career at 83.5%. LeBron is currently at 74.7%. Jordan is winning. Rebounds per game, Jordan ended his career at 6.2. LeBron is currently at 7.2. LeBron is winning. Assists per game, Jordan finished with 5.3. LeBron is currently at 6.9. LeBron is winning. Points per game, Jordan finished his career 30.1 points per game. LeBron is currently at 24.8. Jordan is winning. So out of those categories, LeBron is currently leading in the number of categories.
Right.
Now we have to look at all the intangibles. We have to look at the rest of that. Of course, we're going to look at championships. Jordan finished his career with 6.
Right.
That's in 15 years. LeBron is at 11, and he has 2. About to be 3, because anybody going to beat him. So at the end of 11, he's going to have 3 championships.
Right.
According to me. If LeBron finishes his career, let's just say they both play 15 years. That'll give LeBron 4 more years.
Right.
Is it safe to say, or can we assume that he can win 3 more championships in 4 years?
I believe that.
Okay. If he finished with the same amount of rings, with these stats that we just said right here, can LeBron surpass Jordan as the best player to ever play a game?
The difference. And I'm going to explain the difference. LeBron don't have what Jordan has.
Which is?
That's what
it was. LeBron has the potential, and I keep saying potential, and he really has the talent and the ability. But you bought into Jordan's ability. Jordan had the ball. The game was down at one point. You knew he was going to win the game. You didn't think he may win. You knew Jordan was going to win the game. And the other 5 players playing against him knew he was going to win the game. And guess what? He won the game. LeBron don't have that. He can score. He can get 7 championships. Bill Russell got 8. When we look at it from the standpoint of the greatest of all time, you have to look at how the person transformed the game. The game is Michael Jordan. He hasn't played in about 10 years. It's still his game.
Okay.
You know me. You know me. You know me.
Do your thing, but I'm going to come with you, though.
I'm listening. And to that, with the stats,
mm-hmm.
Jordan's stats are set. Mm-hmm. LeBron's stats can change, go up or go down.
Right.
And he's going to get older. So there's a chance they may go down.
And there's a chance they could
go up.
That's true, too.
But that's the whole thing for me. Jordan, proof is in the pudding. We see him. Everything else on LeBron is what if.
No. We got current today.
Well, current puts him second damn place.
Not necessarily. Listen to what I'm saying, please.
We listening, man.
You just said to me, you knew what you was getting from Jordan, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in a roundabout way, you saying Jordan reached his peak. Jordan reached his maximum. Jordan gave you what Jordan was.
Yeah.
What's scary about that is we don't know if we've seen all LeBron can be.
And what's really scary, we may not.
But
even if we don't,
if he continues on the pace that he's on right now,
yeah,
his stats will surpass Jordan. With us not knowing if we ever saw all that we could see, he can still surpass Jordan.
That's true.
So having said that, if I can pass what you did and I ain't even apply myself to the max, how can I not be better than you?
Valid point, but I'm going to ask you the question. After LeBron's career over, and we sitting here 4 or 5 years prematurely, because we sit here in this 15,
right?
Would you take LeBron then if he do consider the fact that he finishes out the way you say he would?
Mm-hmm.
Would you take him over Jordan then?
I don't still see myself. I would, simply because this is one thing LeBron brings to the game that Jordan can't. LeBron can play 1-5. Jordan can't.
But that's the greatest point. He can, and he still ain't transcended the game like Jordan.
Okay. The fact that I know he can, and he has, I have seen him play defensively positions 1-5.
Does it change the fact that Jordan is the best right now?
What I see, you asked me a question.
Yeah, okay.
If his stats pass Jordan,
right,
and we compare it apples to apples, would I take LeBron or Jordan? I'm going to take LeBron simply because I could do more with LeBron than I could do with Jordan. He's shown me that he can live up to and surpass, plus I know that he can do more physically on the court than Jordan can do. Jordan is going to score. Jordan is going to play defense. Granted. But he can't play defense like LeBron. He's not going to give me the same freedoms that LeBron is going to give me. He's not going to open up my bench like Jordan ain't going to open up my bench like LeBron is.
The dynamic, I got two or three
of everything.
I understand what you're saying.
It makes total sense.
I understand what you're saying. But me personally, I feel like, and I think we had a caller say this once on the show, on a different show. It had nothing to do with this. It's an unfair comparison to anybody, LeBron included, to compare him to Michael Jordan.
Why?
A more fair comparison for LeBron would be
Magic Johnson.
Why?
Oscar Robertson, yeah.
Why? I don't get why. Why is that a more
fair comparison?
The position.
The position. I mean, like you said.
The ability.
Let's take position out and just say ability. You say he can play 1-5. Michael Jordan did not play 1-5. I'm not saying that Michael Jordan couldn't play 1-5. I'm just saying that he did.
Right.
What was the need of him to play 1-5? He didn't need to play 1-5.
LeBron need to play 1-5.
Sometimes LeBron need to play other positions. Sometimes LeBron need to play other positions.
That's a testament to the team, not the player.
That's a testament of matchup. Couldn't nobody match up with Michael Jordan. And it didn't matter who Michael Jordan was.
We're talking about Jordan on defense. So if Jordan...
You're talking about the man that won Defensive Player of the Year how many years?
I get that. I got all that. But I'm still saying what I'm saying. If he's limited to the defense that he can play, the positions on defense that he can play, and I have a player that's unlimited in the positions that he can play on defense, why in the world would I take limitations over unlimited? That doesn't make sense.
I would take – that's taking greatness over somebody that hasn't quite reached that greatness yet.
The man is great, though. Let's stop talking like that. The man is great.
Speaking in the present, he is great. Michael Jordan in the past is the greatest.
Okay. The bottom comes, dog, and it's like I said in the beginning, he's not great in a lot of people's mind because they compare him to what great is in their mind, and that's Jordan. So it's unfair to him
and it's almost unfair to the ones who came before him. But it's a testament to Michael Jordan.
What I'm going to say, and I'm going to clarify my point, and I'm going to play Stephen A. I'm going to stand by what I'm saying.
But yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Today, right now, I will agree Jordan is the greatest to ever play the game.
But you do
today.
Believe.
But if LeBron stays on the track that he has been on, he can surpass, he can become the greatest player to ever play the game on the level. Add the fact that he never touched the college court. How can you not give the man, not even give, he's earned it.
Yeah,
you're
he
not
earned
giving
it.
Him
he's
anything.
Giving him, yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I really want him to do that. I really want him to do that because to me it would be a waste to know that he can do it and don't see it done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I do think he's hit a stride in the last 3 or 4 years that we didn't see prior. And I believe it started progressing.
The man
so
I told you the other day, you the one who said it. When Kevin Durant said something about winning a championship or something, I need to get hit or whatever. And LeBron said, well, you need not think about that until I start retiring.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
lets
yeah,
me know
yeah,
right
yeah.
there he done found something with him himself where he
yeah.
can make a statement like
yeah.
that. And who can dispute it?
Yeah. When it's almost that Jordan East kind of thing. When Jordan would say things, and you'd be like, man. But you agreed, and you was like, he can say that.
He can say it.
Yeah. And
Jordan don't want to give LeBron his.
Jordan ain't going to give it to nobody.
Nobody. He's not going to give it.
He's not going to give it to nobody. He's not going to give it to nobody. But he will give Kobe more credit.
Right. Because he knows Kobe's not a threat to him.
No, he knows Kobe's to him. As long as it's me, it's okay. But if I see you can surpass me,
I'm going to
yeah.
That's the whole problem. LeBron is a threat to Jordan. And it is what it is. Jordan, you are what you are. You've been what you've been. But nothing lasts forever.
I think his greatness lasts forever.
His greatness as Jordan will always be his
greatness.
His greatness
as the greatest
Jordan.
Basketball player ever.
You don't
will
think
always
he, you don't,
that's
he,
your opinion.
You don't think he'll be like Ali? I think so. Because the way he transcended the game.
Right, but we just said, if Floyd retires undefeated and he fights everybody and he wins,
but, he ain't.
But it don't kill
everybody.
But
it doesn't kill Ali, though.
Ali's still the greatest.
Ali is still Ali.
Yeah.
But will that mean that Ali is the greatest?
He will always be the greatest.
That's a hard one. Because if I answer that totally honestly and being on really what you asked me and the stats and the format Floyd went by, I can't say Floyd ain't the greatest because he's undefeated.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. I understand we got opinions and this, that,
yeah,
and the third.
But if
we
take that
truth,
out of it and take my
facts,
out, yeah.
And we take all of that out because we've known and we've gotten attached to Jordan being the greatest and we just can't fathom it. But at the end of the day, it's possible that the man could surpass.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you cannot give him what he deserves and calling him the greatest.
I call him one of the greatest, but he will never be the greatest.
That's your
opinion. Yeah, that's your
opinion.
And I agree with it,
because he's riding Michael Jordan's coattails. Anything he does now is done in a comparison to what Michael Jordan has already done. Anything he does.
So Jordan
didn't
do the same?
Any of the stats? No.
Not really.
He didn't ride nobody else's coattails.
Jordan kind of made his own.
He took his
nobody
own.
Nobody even knew who Jordan was.
Okay. Maybe it's just that y'all making LeBron ride Jordan Cortez. Maybe LeBron isn't playing LeBron games.
No, Jordan made LeBron ride his Cortez because of his performance.
I don't agree with
that. And I say it this way because I believe what Jordan did allows everybody to compare everybody else to him. He is the epitome of greatness in the NBA.
But before Jordan, there was somebody else.
But they don't. Well, that's the point.
This is what I'm trying to say.
And that point makes a lot of sense. But when Jordan came, he did something somebody else before him never had done.
Right.
We
haven't
seen it.
So therefore, when
LeBron
somebody
do
comes
LeBron
and does
do
what Jordan ain't never done,
I get
we're going to have to let Jordan go.
Right.
But
you're talking about stats, though. You're talking about stats and numbers. If we talk about stats and numbers, then they all chase the stats and numbers. There were other profound scores before Michael Jordan,
so
nobody said they changed the game.
What is it that's unreachable that Jordan has done? What is it that
his prestige, his status,
his
everything.
People give him that. I'm asking you.
Well, people have called him the greatest.
Right. Because he's done what nobody did before him, and nobody has done it since. So the point I'm trying to make is, once somebody does it and surpasses it, why can't he be dethroned? That's not true no more, because we've seen it now. We didn't see it done again, and we didn't see it done on another level.
He passed you. Sorry. You're not the greatest no more.
No, you're just not the leader, and that's that. You're still the greatest.
I can't understand why that, like, if we had a great before Jordan came, we had a standard. Before Jordan got in the league, there was a standard. Jordan came and surpassed it. He knocked that standard down, so now he's the standard. When somebody come and knock Jordan down, let him go. He's not the standard no more. That person passed him. You got to let him go.
I see, like you say,
I get it.
People title them greatest. Okay, who's your greatest receiver ever?
Jerry Rice.
People have come and done what Jerry Rice has done and beat and surpassed Jerry Rice and broke records of Jerry Rice, but Jerry Rice is still the greatest.
Ain't nobody know what he done.
You can't. So you proving my point by saying that? Then you proving my point. Then it don't really matter what. It doesn't really matter what.
Damn, I was
LeBron does. He would never surpass and be the greatest.
Give me the receiver.
Will always be the greatest.
Give me the receiver that has broken Jerry Rice's records. Has knocked his standard down. Tell me who done that. Not one record. Who has knocked his standard off? It ain't happened. That's why I'm saying he's still the greatest.
Not gonna happen. He's the greatest.
But we can see it happen.
He's saying to you by doing it.
Okay, that's
what he's saying.
But when maybe we just revisit this conversation when LeBron leading in all them stats in 14, 15 years. Then what can you say?
If the Lord gives me the strength and the life to be here, we'll be here in 4 years doing this. And we'll revisit this. I promise you that. We definitely will revisit this. I think it's gonna play itself out. I'm very anxious to see it because I really want LeBron to hit that.
I know what the answer's gonna be. It's gonna be the shoes then. Because that's all we can say. He did beat you in every category in basketball. Now you talk about his shoes.
But then he transcended the culture. And that's the thing. It's hard to take Michael Jordan out of basketball.
You know what helped Jordan? You know what put Jordan where he... I'm not going to say what put him, because Jordan put himself there. But what makes it so hard to let Jordan go?
Hip-hop. Yeah, he created it almost.
Hip-hop.
The style of the NBA.
If there was no hip-hop, Jordan would be just a basketball player. We wouldn't talk about mogul Michael Jordan. We wouldn't talk about shoes. We wouldn't talk about none of that. We would talk about just basketball. And if we're talking about just basketball, we can see him being knocked off because now we're talking just stats.
Yeah.
We're talking just facts and records. When you put all that other stuff in there, we got a minute. Let's know that.
He ain't got no time.
Oh, man.
I can almost say Jordan created hip-hop. So if anything...
Well,
let's go back.
That only goes with
let's
the point
man.
I'm making. That
go,
adds
man.
To his greatness. That's why it's hard
go,
to knock
man.
Him
knock
off.
Knock him off, yeah. And LeBron fell into that. Because even if you pick up hip-hop, it was Jordan. So I get what you're saying. I think we all great point.
Okay.
There it is. We got a minute and a half. I enjoyed it. See y'all Friday.
Give him some balls on closing back out.
Deuces, man.
Hey, you know what? Go Heat. Go LeBron.
There it is.
Go Wade.
They come on tonight.
Okay, there it is.
We can turn the game on now. We can turn it on now. With that being said, lock your doors. Go be hard to the Lord. It's hard, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Boys in unison.
T-O-A-B out.
Mm-hmm. to tell me that I'm running away, but it's not true.